Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca is speaking to us this month about middle-aged parents and teenagers. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, do adolescence and midlife have to elicit a crisis?
In both scenarios, it is a more risky period of stagnation or conflict versus what we call generativity. In other words, investing one's energy in a kind of positive, virtuous cycle. So for teens, stagnation or, let's say, aggression and conflict, there's a risk that that dominates their sense of self, their identity, and therefore there are repercussions on their studies or on their capacity to enter into the workforce. For adults, when their identity is under threat of stagnation or tremendous conflict, then there's a risk of regression, regret, grief of loss, or grief of losing things that never actually existed in the first place, and therefore there will be an impact on their relationships, whether they are, you know, married or not, or divorced or not, their work prospects, etc.
The acknowledgement of what thought you might do, and then you won't.
Yes, is
that sort of thing.
Exactly.
So that could lead to a crisis then, couldn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And so in terms of midlife, it's really around questions of becoming irrelevant, not having pursued a dream, being less visible, if you like, on the professional front. But then also the modality of parenting a teenager is fundamentally different. So the parent is experiencing more autonomy, more independence. And also that means that their child is separating, and with separation can sometimes include a certain level of, let's say, normal aggression, where their teenager is asserting themselves against the parent, which means that the midlifer has to be able to tolerate that. In terms of teenagers, this crisis can be marked by withdrawal, which can sometimes be normal, but if it goes on for too long, then the child can become deregulated. Or on the flip side, teenagers who are overexcited, who are not contained, and therefore act out in pathological ways that can be harmful for themselves and others, and therefore have negative impact on their social cohesion and their capacity to invest in a project for school or for becoming a professional.
So it's a time of upheaval for both, really, isn't it?
Yes, there is. It is a time of upheaval. And therefore, if we have previous, let's say, chapters in our personal history which are unsettled, these will likely appear in a moment of upheaval. So that's where we can say, OK, there are some things from my past that merit being looked at, put in its right place, and then we can reinvest our energy into our lives.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks so much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. And if you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.